When we got Verizon 5G home internet, it sounded like it could handle all our needs.
But one thing it couldn't handle was our frustration. And hey, we deserve reliable internet.
It's time for better internet. Fast, reliable internet. Switch to Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com/Verizon 5G Facts.
Pulling up to Mickey D's just for drinks? Oh yeah, that's me. Nothing extra, just perfection and a straw. Coming in hot for the coldest cups on the block. Because there are drinks. Then there are drinks from McDonald's.
Get a creamy Oreo frappe or McCafe smoothie for less with 20% off any purchase of $10 or more. Only on the app. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Valid one time per day. Visit McDonald's app for details.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
But yeah, Marcus Smart is just going to lose this parlay for me because he's not going to get seven assists. There's no way that's happening in 8 minutes to go with Boston Celtics down by 13, unless some kind of a way, miraculously, this goes into overtime. But to answer your question that you asked me off screen about the round robins, I started doing that when I realized that I was missing one leg on every parlay that I was doing. Missing one or two legs, you're like, boy, I'm just leaving money out there by not round robin.
Right.
On all these parlays. But yeah, Marcus Smart's going to lose that one for me. That would have been $5 turned into $60. But hey.
Yeah.
Not every night can be a winner. And I don't think I'm betting on that wacky NFL no more.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm doing that. The way the Raiders just.
Oof. I had to get out of there Thursday. I wasn't messing with it.
God bless those Raider fans out there. Oh, my God.
Don't God bless them Raiders fans because they chose to be Raiders fans.
I'm
not blessing any Raiders or Broncos fans or Chargers.
Michelle, if you're listening, we're going to check up on you because Derek Carr is your quarterback and Josh McDaniels is your head coach, which means they're going to play conservative every single time. How do you have 96 yards at the half and finish with 133?
Oh, man. Yeah, Derek Carr is not where it's at all. It's terrible. if you can't score more than 17 points against the Rams with their depleted team in general, you should be ashamed of yourselves. Step off the ledge.
With no Aaron Donald. That's what kills me.
Yep. Depleted Rams team. Awful. Hi, Raiders fans.
Kick City.
What's good, everybody? What is going on? We are back at it again. Episode 84 coming to you. Not so live. It is definitely recorded and brought to you. And so I was about to say live, but what the hell am I doing? Maybe one day we'll have it live for y'all. That'd be a good time. And so this your boy Blaze, aka Teacher with the Sneakers. Shout out to my students. And so coming to you, Kick City, we are off and running. If I haven't said this before, episode 84 with Boss Man co-starring with me or co-directing with me, however you want to say this. I'm talking like I'm Steven Spielberg or something. anyway, Boss Man, how have you been? How's the week? How's the family? How's the Christmas time?
Christmas is going all right. I got a little bit of shopping done, a few days ago or something like that. Got a little bit of that done. Family's doing well. Everybody's preparing for the Christmas holiday. Me and my family as adults don't really exchange gifts. We get them for the little ones and then we just kind of play games and watch basketball all day pretty much. That'll be a good time. It's holiday season, so some are cheery, some are rude as hell. That's just the way it goes.
I got you. It is like that sometimes. Some people are nice people and some people are Grinches. And so this comes with the territory this time of year. Me, as for me and my week's been good. Work's been fine. Basketball was another sad one that happened. We lost by a couple points the other day. Sad about that. And so We keep it rolling. We keep practicing. The fam's good. Everybody's good. Everybody's healthy. Blessed about that. Got a little bit of Christmas shopping done. And just like you, boss man, when it comes to adults, just giving adults gift cards and looking out for the kids. And so shout out to Amazon. The Amazon makes it very easy for things to arrive. And so very happy about that. And so the semester with school, me teaching, comes to an end next week. And so definitely blessed about that, because we all need a couple weeks from each other. Because Lord, if somebody talks crazy to me again, it's going to be smoke in the city. So trying to get this podcast off and running so I can make a decision if I want to keep my job. So, but other than that, it's been good. So we'll move on. So we'll do latest pickups. I know Boss Man said he didn't get latest pickups. And so I just want to confirm that with you, Boss Man, with the pickups. Yeah,
nothing for me this week. What the Cherry 11s dropped today as we were recording. So didn't need to pick up a second pair. Got my one. So I was good with that. Didn't feel the need to grab a second pair, even though I thought about it for trade bait. But I was like, I don't need a $225 trade piece sitting around collecting dust. So I passed on everything today. But what about you, man?
I got the Air Force One Undefeated the other day. They came in like multicolors. They look like the old school, like flea markets when Forces was fake. You used to go to them. They got like the clear in them and something like that. And so that's what I got. So they were on the sneakers app. They're still available. I'm a big fan of Air Force Ones and I like the multicolors. And so they come in Tuesday and I can't wait to look at them and see them. And so Air Force Ones Undefeated. They had multicolors, blue, pink, some green, just different colors like that. And so can't wait to bust those out. I like Air Force Ones. And so that's all pretty much I got too. Cherry 11s, left those two. People that needed to grab them, I got them on the shock drop as well. We all talked about that earlier. And so, you know, people that wanted them, got them at 9 a.m., as you should, and keep it moving because, you know, those prices are going to skyrocket after a couple months, like most Jordan 1s. And so get them right now as you can. And so that's enough with the latest pickups. Let's go into sneaker talk. And so sneaker talk, me just browsing and looking at sneaker YouTubers that already have this particular Jordan. The Jordan Retro 3 White Cement. Is that, make sure I said that correct, boss man? The Retro 3 Reimagine White Cement. Not to mention they come out in March, and so months ahead of time, but this Reimagine series had me pondering because not only are they re-retroing classic OG Grail Jordans, they're also coming in the box, and the box has, you know, deteriorated, or they have like a random mom and pop store tag or mismatched boxes. And so I personally like the Reimagine series that they're coming out with. I hope they continue this throughout the years with just dropping OGs. I don't want to see any other thing that they're doing, but coming with the OGs back in the day has that vintage feel. And so people love to go back in the future. And so I'll pass that over to Boss Man. What's your initial thoughts on these, on this Reimagined series, when it, obviously the sneakers, dope, whatever it might be, like the retro ones with the cracking in them. What's your initial thoughts on the Reimagined series after seeing two of them?
I'm curious to see what they do when they get to the models that you can't really age, because if you age them, they'll look terrible. Excuse me, for instance, like the 11s, for instance, you can't do a reimagined version of the 11s because the materials on them just don't allow you to age those or distress them. If you age that mesh that is on the upper, it's going to fray the hell out of that shoe and it's going to just look ugly. Mm-hmm. If you start distressing that patent leather on that shoe, it's going to look ugly. When you get a scuff on patent leather, it's almost unbearable to look at. You're like, oh my God, what have I done? Mm-hmm. I mean, so I don't know what they're going to do when they do that. I don't know what they're going to do when they get to Jordan 9s, honestly, because Jordan 9s is kind of that way too. You can't really age and distress that shoe without it looking ugly.
Right.
So I don't mind it on the ones. The ones are fire. The threes are okay. I'll give the threes an okay. I mean, they're an OG classic, so a lot of people are going to go after them because a lot of people love the white cement threes. I do like what they're doing with the box. The box is a little bit creative, kind of distressing and aging the box. So that's cool. But yeah, I'm really curious to see what they do with the models that you can't really distress because it just won't look good. I mean, Jordan 1s is a shoe that the more beat up it gets,
yes,
kind of the better it starts to look. Unless it's an all patent leather Jordan 1. But if it's a leather Jordan 1, usually the more age and start distress it starts to get, the better it starts to look. So I don't know. Just my own personal opinion. I mean, like I said, I like what they've done with these first two. I'm very curious as to how people have a shoe that's coming out in March in December already. Oof. Like, good God, backdoor stores.
Oof.
Good
Oof.
God.
Oof.
Like, what are we doing here? releasing stuff 3 months in advance? My goodness. It's crazy. But yeah, I'll throw it back over to you. What do you think of all this?
I do like this. I've said this before. I do like this concept of the reimagined, the, you know, things aging over time. I like that. I enjoy that. I like the process because it makes you feel like a real sneakerhead. Like I bought this sneaker. I let it sit for years. I've worn it, obviously, because if you don't wear your sneakers, they fall apart. Crumble, right. Mm-hmm. And so the thought process of wear your sneakers is really beneficial to me. There's nothing wrong with making money off of sneakers if you can get more than one pair. And the backdoors did with these cement threes already in December. They're already coming out in March 11th, which is crazy. So to think, I haven't even got to Christmas break yet. And that's like around spring break when that sneaker comes out. And so it's wild to think about. But I love it. I love everything about it. I'm very, you know, now that you have me thinking about what's the other Jordan retro that they're going to produce in that. Because I don't want a Jordan Infrared 6 with the yellow bottoms. I don't want that. What are we doing here? Don't do that. Don't touch that. Don't mess with that. And so I'm wondering, like, they need to be real particular with the numbers and the Jordan that they're giving out. And so, like, even with the box, like the distress or deteriorated box, like the Jordan 5, you can't do that with. You can't mix match the box because it comes, you know, you obviously flip it open and that's just it. So you can't mismatch it like you do with the ones. And so I'm really curious, like, are they going to have like a package with, you know, like, you know how Jordan likes to have different packages with this. And so how far are they going to go along with this reimagined process? So it's going good right now. I give it a thumbs up for them doing their thing right now with it. And so I like it. Keep that same energy, keep it rolling, but be real particular when it comes to the retro with the numbers. And so that's pretty much what I have to say about that reimagined package or reimagined series that they're going through. But shout out to Jordan Brand with that. We give Jordan Brand a lot of hell, and I know I do, especially on the sneakers app. Those bastards on the sneakers app asking me, how do you feel about the sneakers app? And I'm scared to say it sucks because I don't know if I'm gonna get another sneaker. Man. But Jordan Brand is, I think they're doing their thing for right now with the reimagined series, and so I like it a lot. Any other thoughts about it, Marco?
No, but as a sidebar here, Marcus Smart is truly giving me pain on this parlay.
Oh.
He's gonna finish with 5 assists. Oh.
Yep.
I needed 2 assists, Marcus Smart. 2.
Instead, that's still the Boston Celtics point guard. Yes, that's the Boston Celtics point guard for you. So yep. Gambling, it's a love-hate relationship. Well, we're going off kilter.
How many
here.
Players are on your banned list? I've got people that are on my banned list that I will not bet on. Anthony Davis is at the top of that list.
Speaking of another Anthony Edwards. Mm. He's another one. I can't. I love him, but I can't. I feel strongly with that. So why are you bringing up AD? AD, yeah. Why are you doing that? The free throw yesterday? See, there you go. See, why are you doing this? We're recording right now. You're getting me all riled up.
I actually laughed at that moment during the game because I thought that the 76ers had pulled a Las Vegas Raiders for a second there and just blew a game. I thought that they did. I was like, we're going to win this game. And then he misses. So I said, oh, God.
Yep. As soon as he missed that, I said, we lost. So it was smoking the city. It was trouble. Just walked away, grabbed me another Crown and Sprite and kept it moving. I had to watch something else. I couldn't do that anymore. So, yeah. But Sneaker Talk ends. And so we're going to move through this episode very, very swiftly and quickly. And so we're going to move to gifts and, that is Gotta Have Them, Sleep for Cheap, Trade, and I'm forgetting Flip. Yes. And so, yes, I got that all out of order. And so, yes.
Yeah. It's all good. So, Gotta Have Them, Flip Them, Trash, or Sleep for Cheap.
Tripping. My bad. That's why I just hand that to you on these. I got to get better at these throughout the seasons. We've done way too many seasons for me to be slipping on that. And so with that note, with not slipping, I'm going to hand that off to Marco and enlighten us with the things that are coming out this week.
Yes, sir. So sneakers are dropping between 12/13 and 12/17. We got 3 Jordans on the list for this week. The first one on the list is dropping towards the beginning of the week, actually. It's going to be the Air Jordan 9 Fire Red, dropping for $200. They're going to be dropping on 12/13. It's almost like very similar to the OG Jordan 9, except you substitute. Basically, you're substituting out the black, like that black kind of like suede, nubuck, kind of rubbery, sparkly material that you had on the original Jordan 9s and substituting it for gray patent leather throughout the mud guard and around like the ankle collar in the back of the sneaker. You switch out the black midsole for a gray midsole. You still have the red highlights in all the same spots. So Jumpman on like the bottom of the heel, you have the red pull tab, the red Jordan logo on the back of the sneaker and the red 23 stitched on the back of the sneaker. You do have the gray, going through the laces, and then you have the, red, lace eyelets there as well. Jordan 9s aren't really my favorite silhouette. I get it why they are for some people. I mean, this is the shoe that when Jordan was retired, Scottie Pippen. Wait, no, those was 10s, not 9s, right? 10s.
Mm-hmm. Yep, those are 10s.
Right. Yeah, yes, those sir. Are 10s. So did Jordan play in the 9s? This must have been while he was retired,
no,
right?
This is when he was playing baseball. Yeah, this is so when this he is was when with he was the retired. Barons. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, retired from basketball.
For the first time. Yes. Mind you, he retired 3 times. But anyway. Yes, Jordan 9s just aren't my favorite. So this would be a sleep for cheap for me. What do you think, Bliss?
These are a sleep for cheap for me as well, boss man. They're just a plain Jane 9. 9s, they have to be OG. Or they have to be just something that just pops. Like I got the chili red 9s. And so if they're not OG or if they don't pop, I'm not going to grab them. And so, but if these were around for about $100, then yeah, you can get the hookup with them as well. But I'm not really feeling these. These are just a plain sneaker. I don't mind people that if you want to start your sneaker collection, getting these, go and do your thing. Cause these are probably going to sit, but they are sleep for cheap for me, but I understand people that want to grab them and get them if you're a big 9s fan. But there's not a huge amount of 9s fan people that I know. So sleep for cheap happening today.
So. No. I wonder if nines aren't really that popular because Jordan didn't really play in these. I mean, like, he wore them in Space Jam.
Right.
And I mean, what, he maybe wore them while playing some pickup games or something? Because, I mean, this just isn't a popular silhouette amongst most people, like you said.
No, I think these are more like of a boot. Like, they came out with those NRGs. In the black and in the broccoli colorway, they had those. These are more of a boot, and Jordan 8s are a boot to me as well, but I think Jordan 8s have more like respect because Jordan won a championship in those.
Yeah.
And so I would say that's the difference in the 8 and the 9. And so winning matters, people. So if Jordan won in these, then I think these would get more love and admiration for, but these, yeah. These don't do well for a lot of people unless they're the OG Space Jams, like you mentioned.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, to give y'all what the people said about these, because I did get it out in time to get, you know, results from the people this time I was on it. So 16% of people said gotta have them. 42% of people said flip them. 11% of people said trash. And 32% were in agreement with us and said sleep for cheap on them. So, you know. Few people going after them, not everybody though. So next sneaker on the list is a collab sneaker, probably an anticipated sneaker for some folks. It is going to be dropping on 12/15. It's the Travis Scott Air Jordan 1 Low in the black Phantom colorway. These are going to be $150. Probably going to be pretty difficult to get just because of, you know, it being a Travis Scott collab. But basically an all black suede or nubuck sneaker. It looks like you got like wax laces as well. Mm-hmm. So that's a cool touch there, because the laces aren't your normal just regular cotton laces. So when we say wax, they have a little bit of a texture to them, like a little bit of thin wax over the laces to kind of give them some texture. But of course, they featured the backwards swoosh, which all Travis Scott ones have the backwards swoosh on the outer medial part of the shoe. You also have white lacing throughout the entire sneaker, which makes it pop a little bit more than what just your average all black sneaker does. You have the Nike Air in white on the tongue. You have the Jordan 1 wings logo on the back of the, I think, the right shoe. And then on the left shoe, you have like this little B logo. And I don't even know what that means.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I have no idea what that means.
Is it the butterfly effect? I think it's the...
What that is?
I think it's the butterfly effect. Like, he's got a song on one of the albums called Butterfly Effect. That I would say that looks like a beetle butterfly. I don't know.
I thought it was a bee, personally, so I didn't know. But, yeah. I mean, if you want to go with butterfly, we'll take that. I mean, okay. I'm sure there will be some elaborate story from Jordan Brand as to what that is supposed to mean. Or it won't be. Or we'll just be like trying to figure out why a bee or a butterfly is on the back of this sneaker. Anyway, right. I actually normally don't like all black sneakers, but for some reason I'm drawn to these. And it might be because they offset it with the white stitching everywhere. Yes. Which almost makes it look like a black blueprint if you're looking at it. When I see a blueprint, this is what I think of, but only, of course, it's blue. And if this sneaker had been like a blue color, it might have even been more fire to me. If it had been like a almost like a deep navy blue or even like a royal blue, I think this would have popped a little bit more. No, don't mind the black. Like I said, I don't mind this sneaker. So for me, I'm a try. So I'm going to say got to have them because I'm a try for them. I don't think I'm going to get them. So, you know, I'm going to say got to have them for me. What you think, Blaise?
These are a flip out the wazoo. I do. I like this sneaker. I do. I appreciate this. The wax on the shoelaces is dope. I do. I like the outlining about it. You can't go wrong with a black sneaker, so I'm not about to trash it. I'm not about to do anything like that. Like, I'm gonna give this some respect, even though we don't know what kind of insect this is, or if this even in an insect on the back of that sneaker. And I like it. I do enjoy it, but it's a flip for me. I think it's probably what would you rank this at, when it comes to the Travis Scott Jordan 1 lows? With the other ones, like the beige, like the fragments. This will probably be the last one, like the bottom you would get. And so that's probably, but it doesn't make a difference with the price. And so if I could trade that for another Travis Scott, either the fragments or the, I don't know, that beige and cream colorway, I would do that for these. But I don't have a problem with people trying to go out and get these. I like them, but I would definitely flip them because you know that price probably going to get up to about between $500 to $1,000. Yeah. So,
yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right about that.
Well, why not get these? And so these are definitely, so it's a nice sneaker. Can't go wrong with black, mostly black. Something just different about that, that Nike check being the other way. The inverted Nike check or the opposite. I love it. So
yeah.
I love everything about it. And so even though we don't know what kind of insect that is, I'll restate that again. It's a nice sneaker, but it's a flip for me, boss man. What did the people say?
So the people said 45% of people said gotta have them. 25% said flip them. Another 25% said trash. And 5% of people said sleep for cheap. So,
wow. What?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
No.
A lot of people, it looks like, are going after those is what it looks like to me.
Yes.
And so we'll get into the last sneaker here on the list. This is an OG, which, you know, this is a matter of opinion as well, whether you like this sneaker or not. It is the Air Jordan 7. It's dropping on 12/17. I feel like this is an OG that got forgotten about.
Yes.
Because it's been so many OGs coming out this year. Mm-hmm. It's the Cardinal colorway 210 on 12/17. Like I said, OG sneaker. It has definitely gotten lost in the shuffle between the reimagined ones, the Cherry 11s, the OG 2s, the Khaleds that came out, even though people slept on the Khaleds.
The Travis Scott 1 that we just mentioned.
I just feel like nobody is talking about these. I have not seen a single early review about the Air Jordan 7 Cardinal. And I mean, can I say that I'm shocked? No, because people don't really like sevens like that. I mean, look at what the citruses did. They sat.
Mm.
And I thought about grabbing the citruses just on a humbug because I could have got them for the low. And then I waited too long because I was sitting there contemplating it. And then my size was gone. So, you know, guess that means I wasn't supposed to have them. Anyway, give y'all a description of the shoe for those of y'all that don't know what Cardinal 7s look like. All white upper. Kind of similar to the Jordan 6 in the paneling, the way that it looks, which is why I don't understand why the 7 gets so much disrespect, because it looks very similar to the 6 and people love the 6s. You do have an exaggerated tongue a little bit on the 7, because you kind of got like this Huarache type of feel to it with the way that the tongue is, because you kind of got like that cushioning and that satin type of backing behind the tongue on like that tongue, and then towards the heel you also have like this other little slot that's almost the same material. You got gold pull tab on the back. You do have this little triangle with a 23 on the back, which is red with black outlining. You do have a gold Jumpman in the ankle of the sneaker. And then you have red and white on the midsole, along with a black midsole. And then you got the outsole with the little traction, almost the same as the sixes once again. So anyway, for me, I'll be honest and tell the truth. I'm not really the biggest sevens fan either myself. And hey, I don't have a single pair of sevens in my collection. So I am one of the culprits that did not buy the Citrus Sevens. And I'm probably one of the culprits that has let this just fall by the wayside, because I completely forgot about it until I started looking at releases for this week. So these would be a sleeper cheap for your boy. Blaze, what are your thoughts?
I am going to be picking up the Damsel in Distress Air Jordan 7 Cardinals. You can book it. You can book it. Honey, come home to me. Okay. All right. I got to have these. These are these ones that, you know, you're in the club. You know, there's a lot of fine women long, long time ago for the both of us before we were married with kids. You know, this is this one in the club that's just chilling quiet and just chilling cool. You talk to her and make sure she's good. And all of a sudden, you know, she thinks she's all right. But all of a sudden you find out she's a freak in the sheets. And so these right here are some freak in the sheet sevens. I got to have them. These are dope. OG colorway. I like sevens. I got the citruses. And so let's just make the cycle complete and get these Cardinals while everybody's sleeping. We'll look up at probably around in the summertime when I pull these boys out. Everybody gonna be like, man, these things is fire. I love everything about it. And so it's an OG. It's a solid colorway. Everything about it is neat and nice. And so I'm gonna pick them up while you can. These are gonna sit. I wouldn't be shocked if these don't go on sale. But you know, you like what you like and you get them just for the fact that they're OGs. Once again, these were another sneaker that I saw all the thugs wear when I was younger. And I knew I had to, it's like the Citrus Sevens. Like I knew I had to have these. And so, these are a must cop for me. I gotta have them. And so I don't mind people sleeping on these. People sleep on sevens and people sleep on a lot of sneakers. People slept on the Cali 5s. And so we have our thoughts and views about that. So I will be picking up the Damsel in Distress Jordan 7 Cardinals. Got to have them on Blazers End. What the people say, boss man?
Man, it is almost disrespectful the way that some people treat some collabs. I can't believe that was a collab sneaker and it sat last week. I couldn't believe it.
Fire.
But anyway. Fire.
Yes. Yep, my bad.
No, you're good. So 26% of people said gotta have them. 42% of people said flip them. Mm-hmm. 11% of people said trash. And 21% of people said sleep for cheap. So
who flips sevens? Unless it's a collab. Nobody. Don't do that. Nobody. Nobody. Who's flipping sevens? What's wrong? See, that's when you like, what? You know what number that is? It's not a collab. It's an OG colorway. God bless you and all your endeavors for the people that said they was going to flip them.
Oh, man. Yeah. So that is going to do it for gifts for this week. We're going to jump back into Blaze's Holy Grail series here. So he's got 85 through 81 for y'all this week. And it is a good list, if I do say so myself, because I've already seen it. But there y'all go.
Oh, nice. I appreciate that. The mayor is already getting me jump started, making me feel good about myself. And so let's get into number 85. Once again, on this New Balance flow for me, the New Balance 990 or 990. I want to make sure my math is correct. The 990, the V5s. I sent Bossman the V4s and V5s. they had V6s. And so this colorway in general, the original colorway, dope, classic, New Balance. This is probably where, if you're going to start with a New Balance, this is probably what you want to do, the 990s. And so the V5s, these are dope. I love everything about it. A very comfortable sneaker, probably the most comfortable sneaker I've ever put my foot in. And so $200 price point, but well worth it to get and balance and do everything around. Obviously balance because they're New Balances. And so very comfortable sneaker, number 85. I believe they started coming out with the 990s about 5 to 6 years ago. And so very dope sneaker. So nothing wrong with having a dad sneaker. I'll just say that from experience, me growing up. Number 84, the Air Trainer SC High Royals, the Bo Jackson Royals, what I call them. So shout out to KC, the town, everything about it. And so it's got the Royals colorway, except for the black. The black, you can say, is that or not a Royals colorway. You would like that to be in some navy form, but it's a black, light blue, royal blue, gray, white around the sneaker. And so these came out last year. And so just paying homage to Bo Jackson being on the Royals when he was doing his thing with the Royals and the other team. I don't want to mention the football team, and we'll just keep it moving there. So Bo Jackson doing this thing with the Royals, and I'll keep it there. Boss man, what's up?
I was just gonna say the team that blew it on Thursday night. That's
there it is. I'll let Boss man go ahead and get that for me. And so number 84, the Air Trainers. Air Trainers is a nice, comfortable sneaker. They call them the Bo Jacksons, and so if you hear that come out my mouth, the Bo Jackson Royals. And so paying homage to the fountains, KC is the town. Don't ever forget that. Number 83, 82, and 81 is a package. And so it's a recency bias package that I love, I enjoy. It's not a Jordan, but I like/love everything about this. And so this is the way I see it. The Concepts Air Max 1s, Mellows, anything from the box to the colorway, white, kind of greenish, red, turquoise. I like everything about it. And so the Mellows would be 83 to me. Number 82, I have these. I love them. The Air Max 1 Heavy Concepts. I guess the difference between this sneaker and the Mellow, why I would choose this sneaker over the Mellow, is because of the stitching behind it. It comes with this orange, yellow, blue, brownish, greenish, but the stitching around it. They have the stitching on the back of it that's like falling off of the Nike Air. And so I definitely enjoyed that. Everything about this sneaker is dope. And so it makes me want to get all three of them. And speaking of that, last and final one, the Air Max 1 Far Outs. The sneaker, this is my favorite one out of the package of the three, just because of that purple, that green pops, that orange. And most importantly, if you had that type of money, people got the special edition boxes of the Far Out version. And so with the box on top of this colorway, it just makes it the top out of the three. And so number 81 is the Air Max 1 Fallouts quality sneaker. And so going back to number 85, the New Balance 990 V5s. Number 84, the Air Trainer SC High Royals, the Bo Jackson Royals. Shout out to the Royals and not that other team that blew it the other night. Number 83, the Concept Air Max Mellows. 82, the Air Max Heavy Concepts. And number 81, the Concepts Air Max Far Outs. And so this is my non-Jordan Holy Grail sneakers, 85 through 81. So I'll just send it over to the mayor. The mayor, you already said your initial thoughts about it. What's your full thoughts about this list, sir?
I usually don't like Air Trainers, but because that is a Royals-inspired concept, I love it. All the concepts, Air Max 1s are fire, so love those. The only thing that I didn't really enjoy on this list was the New Balance 990. And maybe I'm just biased because I don't really like the look of any New Balance at the moment. That's not saying that I won't eventually evolve into liking it, but that's the only thing on this list that I'm just like, eh. But everything else on here is fire. So that's why I said this list was really good this week. I think it's been the best. Well, no. I can't say that. I have to retract that statement. I can't say that because you did have a bunch of Iversons on there one week that I was like, yes. Well, man, I need all of those. But yeah. Those, and I, and that was probably a recency bias that was about to make me say that, because those concept Air Max ones, those came out. Did they come out this year or was that last year?
They came out this year. I forgot to mention that they came out this year. Dude, all three of those came out this year. Thank you.
If you think about it, there's been so much stuff that has come out this year. It's almost hard to sit here and think about, like, when people be saying, oh, it's a trash year in sneakers. Was you not paying attention? There was so much stuff that came out this year that I almost forgot that these came out this year.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, list is fire except for number 85. Number 85 is the only one that I'm like, eh. But it's your list, so.
Mm-hmm. I respect that. We need to get our last guest, Danny, to come back in here and spat with you about these New Balances. And so she probably would come behind me with that, but I don't mind that at all. People, New Balances, you know, you love it or hate it. And so very bipolar sneaker, but I would say this list is dope. And so out of this list, I have two of them. I have the New Balances and I have the Air Max Heavies. And so I've got to get all of these. God bless my wife. I'm just like, I got to have these. And so these are my holy grails of this week, 85 through 81. Please come back next week when I discuss the rest. And so more to come, good people. Appreciate y'all tuning in to the holy grails. And so we're going to end it here in the episode with all that. And so please give us a shout. Please give us a follow. Please give us some love. And so I'll just say that. And so I'll pass over to Marco. Marco, where can they find you in Kick City?
They can find Kick City on IG at Kick_City913 on IG. They can also find them on Facebook at The Kick City Podcast on Facebook. You can find me personally at MB The Remix on IG. DAMB2 Experience on Twitter, which I have been posting a lot of my gambling stuff on there now. So if you follow me on there, you'll probably see that I have gotten heavy into the sports betting. I have gotten full swing into this thing now. I understand words like hedge, tail, all those things now. So I'm full swing into it. But yeah, that's beside the point. You can also find me on Facebook at just Mark Voice on Facebook. Blaze, where can they find you?
They can find me on IG, LuckyLefty31. I don't post much unless it's sneakers on my family, for obvious reasons. And you can also follow us on Kick City on the Twitter. You can follow Kick City on the Twitter at City_Kick. And so that is where you can find us. Blaze's Dozen this month of December. I'm going to end it off right because I'm looking at my 12 and it's fire. It's flames. And so I will post for that. And so I might give people a preview. And so on that, and so need to be better on the social media, and so definitely hit us up and let us know. Once again, we are on all platforms, on every platform you could think of, and so give us a shout. Most importantly, give us a listen to it again, rate, review, subscribe, and all that jazz. And so keep us in tune. We are coming back at you. Guests next week. Pray on these guests. All-star season is taking off. And so guests next week, hopefully pray for us. And so other than that, We are gone.
Actually, boom. Next week we don't have a guest, but we have top 10 sneakers of the year for each of us.
So
of us will have our top 10 sneakers, and then we'll have a group top 10 as well.
Right.
And you know what? I can actually let y'all know about all my pickups for the year. So I actually wrote that down and went through my trades, went through my resales, all those different things. Stuff that every transaction that I made in sneakers, I'll go over that with y'all on next week's episode as well for the year end.
Yes. So the next week's episode, talking about our top 10, and we'll see if we can get together to have a Kick City all together top 10. But other than that, good people, we gone. Y'all stay blessed.
Kick City.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.